Hello there, we're in the World House, House of the Rock in Nuhu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
Kindly receive with me, none other but Prophet Joshua Afolabi. World House, come on, let's receive him. Okay. Let's share the grace together in fellowship. Because the way you are receiving God's servants is telling me you're not prepared enough. Now, maybe you didn't hear me well.
House on the Rock, receive God's servant, Apostle, Prophet, Joshua, Afolabi.
Amen.
See the way you love me. See the way you care for me. Carry my matter for your head. Like a little baby, you watch over me. You know they carry me, they bless.
Celebrate your pastor and the wife in Ascension. God bless you. And all the pastors, God bless you. Amen. Psalm 23, verse 6. Psalm 23, verse 6. It says, goodness, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the day. Only 2 weeks of your life, only 5 days of your life, only 24 hours of your life, all the days of your life. So if you are going to live up to 20 years, it's going to be 120 years of your life. If you are going to live up to 200 years, it's going to be 200 years of your life that goodness and mercy shall follow you. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. So mercy of God is daily. Mercy of God should be continuously, consistently. Every day you enjoy the mercy of God. You enjoy the mercy of God. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There will always be a need. There will always be a need. So as you are living your life, 100 years, 50 years, need will come. Instead of our strength, maybe concerning your health, concerning your marriage, concerning your school. But if you find the mercy of God, the needs will be met. So I'm talking about the mercy of God this morning. And the title of the message is Mercy for Endless Possibilities. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 10 verse 46, then you see down. Mark chapter 10 verse 46 to 47. Mark chapter 10 verse 46 to 47. Are you there? And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's somebody here, they plan to kill you through poison. Please, in your office, be careful. As I wanted to read the scripture, I saw a cup, and I saw somebody serving somebody, like maybe a glass of water or a cup of tea, and it was poisoned. If you're walking in an atmosphere that is toxic, and you walk in an atmosphere that you know that they are envious of you, or you walk in an atmosphere in a place where you know that you are suspecting people, there is battle, be careful of what you take, I beg you. Be careful of what you drink. I just saw it like a picture, because God revealed to me in pictures, in symbols, and in numbers. That's the way God operates with me, in symbols, in pictures, and in numbers. Praise God. I just saw it now. I have to pause because it is very important. Somebody's life is at stake now. I pray for you, you won't take that cup. Yeah. Who plan to kill you? The Bible says, he that digger the pit shall fall inside, and he that breaketh the edge, the serpent shall bite. Every of your enemies that are behaving like friend in your office, by the power of the Holy Ghost, God will expose them. You will not be poisoned in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Please put the scripture back. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, but there was one that was different. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timon, sat by the highway side begging. Begging will not be your portion. You will not beg to eat, you will not beg to drink. I know some of you have enough, but some people don't have enough. Some people can barely eat 3 square meal. God is helping them. I'm praying for those such people. God is going to help you. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Mercy is coming to somebody here today. Yeah. You may sit down. Before you sit down, look at your neighbor and say, God, we have mercy on me. Child of God, the story of blind Bartimaeus says, the Bible says that Jesus went into Jericho and blind Bartimaeus was not there. But as Jesus was coming out of Jericho, blind Bartimaeus was positioned in a location and he heard that Jesus was passing by. Information, revelation, location, and declaration happened to blind Bartimaeus. Location, information, he heard about Jesus. The Bible says he heard about Jesus that he was passing information. But shouting and saying, thou son of David, is revelation. Because everybody know him as Jesus of Nazareth, not thou son of David. Jesus, thou son of David. The son of David is a lineage that you have to study and you have to know that Jesus is not just a man that came from Nazareth, is also from the lineage of David that is full of mercy. And when you look at the life of David, you know that it's a life of mercy. Somebody took somebody's wife, killed somebody's husband, and God wanted to punish him, and God shifted the punishment to the next generation. And do not deal with him. And God said, your hands are full of blood. You will not build a house for me. Your son will build a house. And some people came to David and said, why is it that God loves you so much? He said, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He made me to lie down in green pastures. And when he got to the particular verse, he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. I'm living a life of mercy. I'm living a life of mercy. That is why I've not been mocked. I'm living a life of mercy. That is why I've not been embarrassed. I've not been disgraced. Some people would have been disgraced. Some people would have been embarrassed. But the mercy of the Lord covers David. I'm not trying to encourage sin or to go ahead and begin to live a life of sin. But some people have lived a life of sin so much that God is supposed to kill them. Yes, if we preach like D.L. Moody, God, one of the God's general, he comes to the altar and he begins to declare death is coming to somebody because of the sin he committed. But by the mercy of God. And some of you feel that you are more righteous than other people. But the Bible said that your righteousness is like a filthy rags before the Lord. He said, if the Lord mark iniquity, we shall stand. He said, there is forgiveness with him that he may be feared. Now, anytime you point one finger to somebody, the other 4 fingers are facing you. In fact, if you are quick to judge people, you are an hypocrite because what you are judging others, you are guilty of. Because the Bible says that for all have fallen short of the glory of God. So we are living by the mercy of God. You sleep and wake up is the mercy of God. So mercy is different from grace. What is the mercy of God? Mercy means stopping the judgment and the punishment that someone deserves. You deserve to be punished. You deserve to be judged. But mercy spoke on your behalf. What is mercy? Mercy is having the power to punish somebody, to deal with somebody that deserves to be punished, but you withhold it. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. I remember when I finished the first service, I remember a scenario. I used to be close to a judge. She was the chief judge of Lagos, and she's one of my daughter. You know, for you to have a judge, a chief judge as a daughter, you know what that means. And one of these days, she invited me to her court, and she was trying to pass a judgment on a young boy. And he said, I'm going to give you life imprisonment. And I walked in. When I heard that, I did a sign like this. And because she respected me so much, I felt that guy isn't being implicated or he didn't do it. I just felt with my prophetic eyes as I stepped into the court, I felt something is wrong somewhere. Maybe he was implicated. I don't know the case. I don't know whatever happened. And I did like this. And she said, okay, the court is going to go on recess. And we come back maybe in 1 hour, 2 hours. Then it was that day I knew that a judge have office close to at the back of, you know, I went there and I was discussing with them. They said, why did you give that sign? I said, I felt that guy did not do it. Mommy, you just have to change it. You look for what to do. Now, what was happening there is God sent me to begin to plead for mercy. Am I talking to somebody here? That is how mercy is. And that boy was sentenced just maybe 10 years with some fine. And after they discovered that he did not do it, the person that really did it, you know, so there are so many people in the prison for what they did not know about. I'm telling you, if you go for prison evangelism, you'll be able to help a lot of people. And he did not do it. I felt in my spirit, yes. I just remember the first service when I went. And you know, sometimes God needs to speak on your behalf. Yes, you deserve the punishment. And some people don't even deserve the punishment. They've been implicated. They've been set up. But when mercy is speaking for you, before you die, mercy will rescue you. Mercy will prevent and intervene on your behalf. There's somebody that needs the mercy of God. Yes, you have been praying. I'm telling you, I know some of you can pray, but sometimes I tell my wife, I said, some people, they think they can pray, but until they meet Joshua Folabi, you know, Apostle Paul boasts, he said, I speak in tongues more than he all. But when it comes to prayer, I'm telling you, because I grew up in a pastor's house, I if I commit any offense, I will pray. If I do anything, I will pray. If I don't want to fast, I must fast. So I know what to do, how to pray three marathon prayer every three hours. I know I can stand, I can lie down, I pray, and prayer is my food because I came from the battleground. My grandfather was a chief imam of Osun State when they gave birth to me, I'm telling you. So I came from a very strong battleground. It was through me they started going to church because when my mother started looking for a child, a male child, I met a prophet, Anambra State prophet, in Wobodo. For me, nay, we not. He prophesied to my mother. He said, you are going to have a baby. I think I spoke about it on Wednesday. Some of you that were here. And that's how I came to this earth. So, praise the Lord. So, that's why you see, Igbo people are around me because a Igbo man prophesied me to this earth. Am I talking to you? That's why I married an Igbo woman. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So, I'm your in-law. Praise God. I met my wife in Enugu here. So what am I saying? So I came from a battle, so I must pray. But one day God introduced me to the mystery of mercy. He said, it's not just prayer alone, just not fasting. It's not just studying the word. It's just not you knowing things. But can you connect yourself to the covenant of mercy? And that's why I got this message. And God showed it to me that sometimes it is mercy that will bring it to you. Look at Jacob. He was minding his business. And the father called Esau and said, go and get me venison that my soul may bless you. And somebody at the backyard heard it. Mercy speaking on behalf of Jacob. Mercy speaking on behalf. A prophecy has already gone ahead of him. Prayer has gone ahead of him. But how will he achieve it? By the mercy of God. And somebody stood on his behalf. And Jacob said something. He said, if my father got to know what will happen, he said, your consequences and the punishment and the curse that they will place on you, let it come on her. What is that? Mercy. Taking the punishment. Jesus took the punishment for us. Took the embarrassment. Took the everything that we needed. We were supposed to be punished. He took it. In fact, the Bible said that he was nailed on the cross. Not because of himself, but because of you. The same thing Jacob's mother did for him. And Jacob brought the venison. The goat was at the backyard. The mother killed it. Jacob did not participate in anything. He did not even kill the goat. He did not even cut the meat. He did not cook the meat. He did not put it on the stove. He did nothing. They just gave it to him. Go and give it to your father. Mercy will make things easy for you. I pray for you today. As you shout amen, mercy will make things easy for you. Mercy will make people speak on your behalf. People will speak on your behalf in the places that matter. Politically, they will speak on your behalf. In the places that matter, they will speak on your behalf. You will just receive a test. You receive a message of promotion. But you don't know that somebody is speaking on your behalf somewhere because mercy has been triggered on your behalf. I prophesy, receive the mercy of God. The father asked him, how is it that thou art find it so quickly? He said, the Lord brought it. He experienced the mercy of God. Another person that experienced the mercy of God, the lineage of David was Rahab, the woman that used the scarlet thread. She was not supposed to be part, but mercy put her in the heroes of faith. Mercy put her in the heroes of faith. Another person is Ruth. She was not a Jew, but the Bible says that she followed Naomi, and the Bible says that she met Boaz. And before you know, they gave birth to Obed, and Obed to David, and David to whatever, and Jesus. That is the lineage. You look at the lineage of David from Obed to Jesse to whatever. They are the lineage of mercy. That's why God told David, he said, my mercy towards you is from everlasting to everlasting, to generation upon generation. That's why I look some family, they are blessed, their children are blessed, third generation is blessed, fourth generation is blessed. Why? They're experiencing the mercy of God. Somebody has paid the price. Somebody has touched the heart of God, and God has made a covenant of mercy. Look at Jonathan and David. David couldn't sleep one day and say, is anybody in the house of Saul that I might show mercy, kindness on? He said, there's one. His name is what? Mephibosheth. He lives in the house of Makai. He lives in Lodibar. Lodibar means an empty place. Makai means a troublesome man. So Mephibosheth crippled in the empty place in the house of a troublesome man. But mercy found him in an empty place. Mercy found him in the house of a trouble and brought him to the palace. For you to know that Mephibosheth was not expecting any breakthrough. When he got to the palace, you know what he said? He said, have you favored a dead dog? He called himself dog. Because he never believed that everything would turn around. As there's somebody here hearing the sound of my voice, you have been empty, or they stripped you empty, they've stripped you naked, they've taken everything from you, you have been empty. But after this service, mercy will bring plenty to you. Mercy will bring the resources back to you. Mercy will turn the situation around in the name of Jesus. One of my sons committed a blunder in the bank. Serious blunder, he made a mistake. And because he made a mistake, a lot of money were taken from the bank. And he came to me and said, have you admitted that you made a mistake? He said, yes, daddy, I made a mistake. I said, have you told your boss? He said, I've told my boss. My boss says, I'm going in for it. And I'm ready to go in. I said, go to the altar. Cry to God for mercy. Don't pray any prayer. Don't ask God for anything. Say, Lord, mercy. Mercy. And I showed him the scripture, blind Bartimaeus, and said, mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Monday morning, he prayed the prayer Sunday. Monday morning, they gathered everybody and said, don't worry, we have all contributed because you're a good man. We have contributed the money and we have seen how we are going to solve it, so you are not going in for it. He was supposed to go in for it. But good people in the bank and his friends and in other branches, they decided to contribute money to save his life and save his job. They shouldn't have done that. Child of God, when mercy is speaking on your behalf, people will go out of their way to just favor you and to bless you. You won't know why they are. You see, grace is not mercy. Grace is unmerited what? Favor. Mercy is you know when the car Sam assaulted that you should have died. But when you came out of the car, your bones are intact, your liver is intact, your kidney is intact, you can see, nothing happened to you. You know, it's the mercy of God. In this generation we are living now, we need the mercy of God. In this economic recession, global meltdown, we need the mercy of God. In the government where we are in right now, we need the mercy of God. It is the mercy of God that we bring food on your table. It's the mercy of God that we give you a job, that will give you a contract. It's not how smart you are. It's not how intelligent you are. That's why when somebody is traveling, they will say, Johnny, mercy. Because you might go and not return. But I prophesy on you today, if you share amen like a thunder, you will go and you will return. You will not only return, you will return with resources, you will return with favor, you will return with blessing, you will return with breakthrough, you will return with testimony. You will go into that theater, you will return. You will go into that labor room, you will return. You will go into that interview, you will return. You will return with good news. You will return with good news. You will return with testimony. I know people are saying that you will not get it because you are not qualified for it, but mercy will qualify you. Mercy will not make them see your errors, but they will see your efforts. And when they see your efforts, they will bless you and favor you. Somebody shout mercy.
For a woman to go into the labor room and come out alive is by the mercy of God. Because some people go in and they never survived it. Am I talking to somebody here?
For you to be on your own and they wrote a letter and said, come and take the employment letter, is the mercy of God. I know, man of God, we are traveling to America. You go anytime, I go anytime. I have 5 years, America, 5 years, Canada, 5 years, UK, almost 5 years everywhere. 1 year, Schengen visa. There's no country I've not been to. By the grace of God, I've traveled to, except I don't want to go there. They can't reject me visa. Praise the Lord. I applied to an embassy. I made mistake. They called me, said, rectify the mistake and send out an email. We'll give you the visa. Is it not by mistake they reject people visa? But I made mistake. They say, just correct the mistake. We'll send you the visa. Somebody, mercy of God is speaking. But I know one of my friend in Warri, he has gone to American embassy 15 times and they rejected him.
He fasted. The last one, he did 3 days dry. Stayed in the hotel in Lagos.
Mother, he went there bouncing.
The wife went, they gave the wife. The children went, they gave the children. He now carried his passport with his children and his wife's own and submitted. They separated his passport. They say, come for interview. They still rejected it. I pray for you today. Mercy will make God answer your prayers.
I say, mercy will make God answer your prayers. It is you that God will have mercy on. In that your family, God will have mercy on you. In your business, God will have mercy on you. In your transaction, mercy will speak for you. I said, mercy will speak for your business. Mercy will speak for your transaction. Mercy will make you to get married this year. Between now and December, what you have not achieved from January till now, by the power of God and the covenant of mercy, let it be pushed into your hands. Let it manifest in your life. If you believe it, let your amen be louder than your neighbor's. Oh. I pray for you. Your health will not fail. 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 Those of you that are appointed to die, by mercy, you will not die. I
said, you shall not die. You will live to declare the works of God. Mercy is speaking concerning your health. Mercy is speaking concerning your children. Mercy is speaking concerning your husband. Mercy is speaking concerning your wife. As from today, your business will be busy. I say it will be busy with customers, with passengers, with clients. I pray for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
In Romans, he said that we have mercy. A woman we have mercy on. And compassion. So God chooses whom to have mercy on. God chooses whom to have mercy on. On David and on Jacob and Esau, it was Jacob. On Vashti, the queen, and Esther, it was Esther. God chooses whom to have mercy on. The reason why you are crying is because God have not chosen you. And he has not put the mark of mercy on you. If God put the mark of mercy on you, you'll be different from other children in the family. You'll be different from other people in your business center. You'll be different. And it is you that God will choose in that family. It is you that God will pick in that family. And it is you, God's hand will reach you. God's hand of mercy. It will touch you. And from today, you see, look at a dead boy. The mother is a widow. The husband died. And our son died. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 7, they were carrying the dead boy to go and bury the dead boy. And Jesus was also coming. And when Jesus saw them, the Bible says, and Jesus have mercy on her. If not for that mercy, that boy will know. The Bible says, and Jesus had mercy, had compassion. For God to attend to you and answer your prayer, God must first of all have mercy on you. God must first of all have mercy. The Bible says, God have mercy and touch the casket. And the dead boy woke up. He would have been buried. Every dead things in your life, dead kidney, dead organ, dead cell, dead marriages, dead, I prophesy, let it resurrect in the name of Jesus. Let it resurrect in the name of Jesus. When you have this mentality that what was given to me by the Lord, it was given to me by the Lord by mercy, not by my strength. Not by my power, because the horses are prepared for battle, but safety is of the Lord. Safety is of the Lord. I'm telling you, once you have that mentality, you'll be humble. You will not be proud. You will learn how to thank God for everything. You will not be seeing things as coincidence. You will not be seeing things, when I got there, the way I walked. How can you say the way you walk? That's why they gave you that job. The way you walk. You know how many people that walk better than you? Eh? You say the way I dress. My perfume. You know, some people give glory to silly things, thinking that it's those things that made it happen. No, it wasn't those things that made it happen. What made it happen is the mercy. For you to even have revelation is mercy. For you to have an encounter with God is mercy. For God to pick you as one of the pastors is mercy. For God to pick you as one of his choicest servants is mercy of God. It's mercy of God. That's why God told Elijah, he said, if you misbehave, they have over many prophets in the cave. They have not bowed down to Baal. If you misbehave, I will reject you and I will take one of them and use them. It is because I put my hand of mercy on you. I made you a mountaintop minister and a mountaintop prophet. That's why every day of my life, I say, Lord, teach me how to be humble. Teach me not to magnify myself more than myself. Teach me how to be humble no matter what you have given to me, no matter what I have done in the kingdom, and no matter the grace of God upon my life, teach me how to be humble. No matter the finances, no matter the properties, no matter the connection, no matter the wealth, no matter the blessing, Lord, teach me how to be humble. Because one of the easiest ways you can assess mercy and you can sustain mercy is humility. It's humility. Humility. You assess it, you sustain it, is humility. Look at Vashti the queen. What did she do? The husband said, come and see my people. And she refused to come. He said, well, I don't want to marry you anymore. How many husbands said, come and see my, greet my friends? He said, did you greet Chukudi? He said, I didn't greet Chukudi. And he said, because you didn't greet Chukudi, I want to divorce you. Is it not silly? But they removed Vashti the queen and put Esther. Amen. She's not even know what? She's a Jew. She's not what? She's not from that town or from that country. A Jewish lady becoming the second in command. When mercy pick you, nobody can stop you. When mercy is speaking on your behalf, nobody can silence your voice. I say unto you today, receive the mercy of God. Receive the mercy of God. Somebody shout amen like a thunder. Mercy of God is coming on you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 25 to 27. Mercy will make you survive attacks. It will make you survive attacks. I went to a hospital to pray, and I saw three people. That same day, I prayed with my daughter, four. The second day I came to pray, the two people died. My daughter is still alive. The other one is still struggling. The third day I came to pray, the other one is dead. And my daughter said, Daddy, am I not going to leave this particular room? I said, for the fact that everybody around you is dead does not mean you will die. Mercy will speak for you. Mercy will speak for you. She was pregnant and the baby died inside the womb. And she didn't know. She believing that they didn't do it well. And she was smelling. In fact, it's like she was going. And mercy spoke on her behalf. Today, she have three baby boys, because mercy spoke on her behalf. In fact, the doctor told her, he said, the infection is doing something in your womb that I can't understand. And there are some other things I'm seeing that if we have to, you'll be spending money. But God intervened. You see, when God is having mercy on you, there are some things you will come out from that people say, are you the one that came out from that car that had an accident? Are you the one that came out from that building that collapsed? Are you the one that, are you the same person? He said, thank God for his mercy. For his mercy endured forever. He smote the firstborn of the Egyptians. For his mercy endured forever. Hey, caramba. So when his mercy is speaking for you, the mercy is also against your enemy. As the mercy of God is on you, it's fighting your enemies. Praise the Lord. Philippians 2:25. Look at this man. Apostle Paul wanted to send Epaphroditus. He's a brother. He wanted to send it to a particular Christian somewhere. And the Bible said that he couldn't send him. He said because Epaphroditus was sick unto death in verse 26. He was sick unto death, for he longed after you all and was full of evidence because that he had heard that he had been sick. Amen. Verse 27. For indeed he was sick near unto death. But what happened? But God had mercy on him. Hey, there's somebody, you have somebody right now at the hospital. But let me tell you, the person will not die. Sick unto death, mercy will speak for you. Mercy will speak for you. Between now and December 30, between now and December, who is Uchena here? Do you know anyone Uchena? Anyone know Uchena here? Anybody? You know Uchena? You're Uchena or you know Uchena? You are Uchena. I saw an angel walking and they were carrying a particulars and they gave it to him and they said, congratulations. Congratulations. There is a big job, a better job, a better big money, big contract. Come and take it. Big contract, big job. Have you been expecting it? Take it, somebody here. Take it in the name of Jesus. The Lord says, I should tell you, in 24 days from now, 24 days from now is when? 24 days from now is when? I said, I saw an angel carrying something for Uchena in front here, in front, not at the back. I know what I'm seeing. Barato kazika raba shatalaka. But your faith make you whole. I say your faith make you. I'm not discouraging you. Your faith make you whole. In the name of Jesus. You lost some money. As I touch you, you lost some money. Hey, barakata. But the money you have lost, double is coming for you. I say double is coming for you. I see a ring. Are you married? Eh? Who do you want to give a ring? Eh? Would you've not decided? She's fair in complexion. Huh? Yes. Is she here? Where is she? She's in Lagos.
he walked into his destiny. I pray God will speak on your behalf. Mercy will speak on your behalf. I release dollars. I release naira in millions. Take it in the name of Jesus. That job is settled. That contract is settled.
Look at what I saw. I saw an angel. He's still carrying it. I'm seeing he's standing there carrying like document. And they've approved. They are proving things. They are proving things. They are proving jobs. They are proving the contracts. They are proving the jobs. They are proving the contracts.
Join them. If you're only here, join them. Ikabalo shekarabako shekarabakadusi here. Rento sakarabako shete. There are contracts given to Onye also. Onye iparatoze keti karabashata. Let heavens be open on you right now. What God has decided is what God reveals. What God has decided to do is what he revealed. Receive this contract by the mercy of God. Sir, as you are coming, I saw you carrying a baby. I saw you. Where's your wife? Huh? She's upstairs. Can you come with her? Go and bring her. Do you have a child? How many do you have? Two. You're expecting one more? No, talk to me if you're expecting. Has it come or is on the way? Go and bring your wife. I saw you carrying a baby. And you're not going to be in this country. You're not going to be in this country. You have been planning it. They will give you Balika Boshet. I'm seeing like they're giving one, they are not giving the other one. They will give every one of you. Mercy will speak for you in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Canada. You are going to Canada. That is where you are going to. Canada. You have your passport? Have you done it? Have you started the process? Huh? It's on process. Huh? Okay, you did it, it failed. Go and call your wife. In fact, bring all your children. This one will not fail. I speak into your life. Receive grace in the name of Jesus. Congratulations, you can go. Just touch the altar and go.
You wanted a confirmation concerning something. Huh? God said he has done it. Congratulations, he has done it. Congratulations. Mercy will speak for you. So how do I get the mercy of God? How do I get the mercy of God? Quickly. How do I get the mercy of God? Number one, be merciful. Matthew chapter 5 verse 7. Show mercy to people. Be merciful. Be merciful. Be merciful. I cannot count how many people I've helped in my life. I went to Paris. From Paris, I went to Austria. The person I went to preach for in Austria was a boy that I helped. He came to the church, was playing the drum, and he started coming to my house and washing the cars. And I started helping him. Started helping him pay his school fees, trained him. And one day he got his visa and went to Austria. Now he's a pastor there. Praise the Lord. He treated me well because I show mercy. Some of you need to show mercy just by giving cold water. Some of us, we need to show mercy just by what? You know, helping somebody to cross the road. Sometimes you need to show mercy by lifting that people are bad, that people are evil, does not mean you will not do good. And the Bible said that we should help people. At least some have done it and they've entertained angels. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. And that is how Abraham got Isaac. Strangers, foreigners were traveling. And he said, come to my house, come and eat. He cooked for them. And they prophesied, by this time next year, I speak over your life. As you show mercy to people, God will show mercy to you. Canada, receive it. Touch my hand. You know why I say you should touch my hand? Put it. You know why I say you should touch my hand? I carry grace for visa. Man of God, one day I asked people to bring their passport to the church. Everybody brought passport to the church. I prophesied, I said, take your visas. Within 1 year, out of 500 members, 300. Poof. So I stopped releasing visa. I said, if I release visa, who will be a member to? Who will I pastor? So I stopped doing it. You know, Holy Spirit just said, tell everybody to come with passport. What amazes me, a guy without statement of account, without, he got visa. He used to be by the side of the plant, monitor the plant for us. That is his job in church. Department, mechanical department. He's not a mechanical engineer. He just created that department for himself.
I did not create that department. You'll just be monitoring the plant. When the plant is doing he will call somebody. He say, his son. He say, no, he's a normal son. That is his job. That is his job. Generator, the generator, the plant in the church. Generator. That is his job. He doesn't have primary school, maybe primary six. He cannot even speak well. No statement of account. When I released the visa, he came to my office and dropped $50. He said, Papa, I'm in Canada and I'm talking to you. I'm in Canada. You release it. I said, well, mercy will speak for you. Because even me, I'm thinking, how will he get? I just say, mercy will speak. He got the visa. He has got his PR. 3 weeks ago, he sent me 400,000 naira. 400,000. So don't look down on anybody. When mercy come on you, even if people look at you as a nobody, hey, kabata shatapala, lukata yata yata. That is when you will see men. Bible said that I've seen servants riding on horses and kings becoming servants because of the mercy of God. I speak in your life. They've looked down on you. They said nothing can happen to you. You're a nobody, but mercy will make you somebody. There's a story of one guy called Abraham. He's a Zenith bank manager in Umaya. I told him, I said, go and prepare your Canada, your story. As I'm touching you, I remember the story. Your story is just like his story. And he was rejected. I said, go back. Today he's in Canada. The Lord spoke to me. He didn't discuss with me. It is done. It is done. Holy Ghost, take it. Take it. You know what the Lord is telling me? You'll be pregnant. That one you will deliver in Canada. Congratulations. As beautiful as you are not smiling. What happened to you? What happened? Are you okay? Give her a kiss. You've not touched her for some time. Praise the Lord. Make her happy. Go. Make her happy. I'm telling you, when I see my wife like that, I say, go to the other room. Let's go, let's go, let's go to the other room. Let me make you happy. There's something wrong. Am I talking to you? I'm teaching you something. No marriage in heaven, so we must enjoy it here. No room for a diverse. Not like, you just do face like, hey, babe, what's happening? Are you okay? Come. Come. By the time I finish, I will sign another check and give to her. You see, my darling, my sweet, I'm teaching some men here. I'm teaching you. You want to have peace in your home between this. Somebody shout amen like a thunder. Mercy will speak for you. Somebody shout, because I'm showing mercy, mercy will speak for me. Number two, how do you get mercy? How do you get mercy? You get mercy by your love, genuine love for God. Genuine love for God. Love, be crazy about God. Love God. You see, I was so happy. I was just telling the man of God, I said, if I'm not a guest speaker, by now you would have seen me on the altar, jumping, running, shouting, dancing. Look at the people praising God. They're crazy about the things of God. Some of the people that are shouting and crazy and blessing God, some of them don't even have money in their bank account. Some of them don't know when their next meal is coming. But they are so full of joy, singing and dancing and praising God. Amen. That's the attitude you should have. Your love for God surpasses every other love. Amen. Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 6 verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. You look at Jacob. He labored for Rachel. They gave him Leah. He labored another 7 years, 14 years. When you love God genuinely, you will serve genuinely. In fact, nobody will force you to serve. You will serve. There's a man, he's in London now. The son is doing graduation on July 24th. The man is MPA, one of the lawyers in MPA, Nigerian Port Authority, is a big man. But every Saturday, him and his wife will come and clean the house of God. We come and clean the house of God. He was believing God for so many things. He did it for 3 years. He called me yesterday and said, Papa, I'm in London. I'm glad. I'm filled of joy. My son is graduating. I don't care how much I've spent. I don't even know how the money came. Mercy of God. This is the way you will love God and you will serve him. Don't say you are too big to do it. Humble yourself. Somebody shout amen. Number three, because of time, mercy comes, or you trigger mercy through association. Two associations. There are some people that they are carriers of mercy. When you relate with them, it will rub on you. When you relate with them, it will rub on you. You have to check
the area, your pastor, which area is he in? The, I think God has blessed him. He has this mercy in this area. Things are easy for him in this area. Let me connect myself. Like somebody like me standing on this altar, I have grace of properties. Grace of properties. If I just look at your land, many people have gone to their land and to bless their land. Once I say, I like this land, they have no choice. They just give it to me. So people are scared to carry me to their land these days. So I like this, your car. Say, Daddy, take it. I have that aura, that grace on my life, naturally. By the mercy of God, I don't struggle to have properties. I don't struggle to have things. I went to America. I look at my brothers, my junior brothers. I look at his car. I say, I like this, your car. 2 months after, he sent the car to me. That's the grace I carry. It's very strong upon my life, properties. And that's one of the areas that God used to give me wealth and money. And that's why I had to go into real estate because of that. Somebody, am I talking to somebody? There's an area that you easily find the mercy of God. When you see your life, you say, mercy of God flows in this area in my life. Develop it. Praise the Lord. There are people, David was a carrier of the mercy of God. Jonathan connected to him. And the Bible says that David said, where is anybody in the house of Saul that I might show kindness to? And they brought out Mephibosheth. Association. Relate with carriers of mercy. You will carry mercy. Number 4, sacrifice. Sacrifice. 1 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 15. I spoke about it in the first service. Praise the Lord. Bible said that God told David not to count the people, and David counted the people, and God was angry and sent the prophet to say, I'm going to kill. I'm going to destroy. Marato sheteke. Liparadashika. Marokosia. Zentorabashikaraba. Somebody, you are getting married in the month of August, September, and the enemy has planned for you. But I pray for you. It will not be an accident. Yes, because what I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit is like an accident, like a car collide with another car. I stop it by the blood of Jesus. I stop it by the blood of Jesus. Either traditional marriage or church wedding, I stop it by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anybody call Emmanuela? Emmanuela. If you're Emmanuela, come. And the Bible said that he counted the people. He was not supposed to count. God was angry. God said, take out of these 3, pestilence, famine, or you fall under the hands of your enemies. And David said, I will fall under your hands. And God sent an angel. He took the sword, and the angel started killing people in the land. And the Bible says that David went to the threshing floor of honor and sacrificed on that particular space, on that particular spot, and said, God, take away this trouble from me. And God had mercy. The siege stopped. The trouble stopped. Because he gave God something that cost him something. I pray for you. Grace. Grace be released. Grace be released. Grace be released. On your businesses. On your job. In the name of Jesus. Which other name with S? S, what is that? Your son name was what? God? Peter's. No, the other name starts with S. That's what I'm saying. Come, stand there. Are you married? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Can anybody that have been married there give me the ring? Give me the ring. Give me your wedding ring. No, not a man, a woman. Give me your wedding ring, quickly. How many years have you been married? 17, that's good. I use this ring, come. I use this ring as a point of contact because when I was giving that word of knowledge, I saw the picture and the name appeared, Emmanuela. When she came, I saw X on that other name. Your name is Stella. Okay. I prophesy. Your wedding ring in the shortest time from now. Yeah. You have been faithful to God. You have been loving. Because you have served God. God said, I've opened that chapter. I've opened that chapter of marriage. I've opened marital blessing. Marital blessing. Take it in the name of Jesus. Because she married, you will marry. Properly and the right way. I release grace on you now. I use it as a point of contact and I pray. Madam, pray for her. Le kosa raba shata. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Congratulations. Look at me. The guy that will marry you is in the church. Look at me. Wherever he's seated now, he's looking at you. He has started before now. He has been looking at you. He likes you. But boldness to come and meet you, that is what he lacks. In few weeks of now, through because of this prayer, he will walk up to you. I know where he is seated, but I will not go into all that. I release grace upon you in the name of Jesus. Go in peace. Maraka shata bayagra. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. One of my daughter works with a company. I won't mention the name of the company. And there was one wicked man. Wicked man. When I mean wicked man, the man slept with, he likes to sleep with married women. So he slept with all the married women in that department. When he finished, he now said to my daughter, he said, "It's your turn." And walked out. So that was on Friday. So on Sunday, my daughter brought the name of the man to the church, to my office, and said, "Daddy, this man is a wicked man." Told me the story. I said, "Okay, no problem. What do you want me to do? Or what do you want?" He said, "Anything God wants." I said, "Go to the altar." He said, "Lord, let mercy speak for me." As she was praying, "Mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord." I went to the altar. The Lord said, "Can I transfer this man?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Where?" She just said it, just jokingly, "Bornu State." But God picked that word. You know, there are some things you say jokingly. The Bible says, don't say things jokingly because there's an angel by your side that will pick that word and manifest it. Even if you are joking with it, that's why you don't confess negativity. You speak positivity. And 2 weeks after, they transfer this man to Bono. By himself, he resigned. And the Bible says, and his office let another man take. Who took the office? My daughter. I speak over your life. I don't know who is looking at you and say, "It's your turn to deal with you." You will take their place in the high place. I say, you will take their place in the high place. I'm a living testimony of the mercy of God. I'm telling you, I will not lie to you. Recently, but we are in June now. We're in July. February, I was praying. I said, "God, I'm tired of this level." Yes, God has been faithful. He has given me everything that a normal man is looking for. Good wife, good children, good family. And has blessed me. And I thank God for that. I give him the glory. But there's a point you will get to say, "I need more." How many of you have got, even if you have all this, you say, "Lord, I need more." So I was craving for man. I started praying three hours. 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. 9 a.m. to 12. 12 to 3. 3. I did that for 1 month. And one night I slept. I was telling your pastor yesterday. And I saw myself in the revelation. I was on a golden horse with golden shoe. Everything gold. With a golden staff, and I woke up. That was when I met one man that God used to change my life. As I'm talking to you now, there's something on the pipeline that if it works, it will change my life forever. And that's how I went to Paris, not to preach, but a call came that somebody said, "Come and pray for us." When people in the government are calling you to, "Can you go to France and pray for us?" It's not Tinubu. It's not Tinubu. So don't go wait for me outside. It's not Tinubu. Praise the Lord. But somebody at the top. This. Somebody very mighty. Everybody knows him in the whole world. They got my ticket for me. Got the visa. First class ticket. The hotel paid for. I cried. I wept in the hotel one day. I called my wife was weeping. And then my wife said, he said, "I keep thanking God every day that the day you proposed to me, I accept. You are a good man. You're a good man." Everything was just to pray for 5 days. Eh? dollars just they fly. And I remember that revelation. And I knelt down and I said, Lord, I'm not the only man of God. I'm not the only pastor that have the anointing to prophesy. You know? But why? Why did they call on me? Mercy of God. And I knelt down in my hotel room. My hotel is close, very, very close to the tower, the Paris Tower. Very fine place. Thousands of dollars. I wish they can give me the money, let me go and stay with somebody. But they paid. And I knelt down and I said, Father, Lord, if I'm ungrateful, forgive me. If I'm ungrateful, forgive me. Lord, I am grateful. Have you got to the point that there are some things that God will do for you that you do not expect or is beyond your imagination? Or God beat your widest dream? They say, Lord, if not for you, I thank you. And tears begin to. Some of you, after this conference, that will be your testimony. There will be a major thing that God will do in your life. That you will know that this is by the finger and the mercy of God. Not your prayer, not your fasting, not your connection. Nothing but God. Stand to your feet and begin to thank him and say, Lord, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord. 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 The pastor said, after this service, we are going to dance. Please don't be in a hurry. Make sure you dance. There are three things I want to do before I leave here. If you are sick in your body, just place your hand where you are sick. Either your ears, your nose, your heart, your chest. Place your hand. The same God that told blind Bartimaeus, say, receive your sight. I speak into your body. Let God have mercy on you right now. And remove that sickness from your life. I command every disease and sickness. Ah, Barosha Katabaya. I saw somebody organ like a kidney. Your kidney need repair. Your kidney need repair. Holy Ghost. You've been having problem with your kidney and even the liver. But I see the finger of God repairing. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. There's no time. Holy Spirit. I command healing power in the name of Jesus. Please don't joke with this. I see a hand moving into somebody's organs. They attack you in the dream. And from that particular time, you started falling sick, having a strange problem. I prophesy on you. It's over in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. I command that ears open. That eyes be clear. Cancer go. Ulcer disappear. Incurable disease go in the name of Jesus. Barrenness go in the name of Jesus. Barrenness go in the name of Jesus. Carry your baby boys and your baby girls. Be healed right now. The next time you go for checkup, everything will be perfect concerning your health. In the name of Jesus. Check yourself. God is healing you. The second people I'm going to pray for, if you have somebody you have not heard of for a long time abroad, the person went abroad, you have not heard of the person for 5 years, 10 years, raise up your hand. The person traveled out and you have not heard of from the person for maybe 5 years, 10 years, even 20 years, raise up your hand. Come forward, let me pray for you. When I was in the bathroom, the Lord said, lost and find. I asked the Lord, what is it? He said, there are some people that they've not seen their relatives for a long time. Pray for them. Pray for them. Their relatives need to come back. Either your cousin, either your uncle, your father, your mother. Hold the altar. I pray for you. We are on the seventh month, on the seventh day of the seventh month. Everything you have lost, please help them to shout amen. I prophesy, let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Anybody lost somebody in Spain? In Spain? Anybody in Spain? Huh? Spain? Who is that? Who is who? Kingsley. Who? Is he your brother? Your brother. Father, I decree concerning Kingsley in Spain. I decree, let there be restoration. Wherever they are, in Spain, in Europe, in America, in Canada, and they are forgotten about home, or they are locked up in the prison. Like the angel opened the prison door for Peter. Let their case file be brought back. Let them look at their case file and let them begin to release them from the prison, from jail. We release them. Wherever power that is holding them not to remember home, we release them. In the name of Jesus. I saw the finger of God writing 14. 14 days from now, if you say amen, you will hear the good news concerning your siblings. You will hear the good news concerning your siblings. In Jesus' name we pray. You can go. I preached in Foursquare last week, Thursday and Friday. Word of knowledge came that somebody have not seen the Father for 22 years. We prayed. While we were in the office of the general overseer, a woman ran upstairs with a phone. He said, the Father just called. The Father just called. After that word of knowledge, I pray for you today. In the name of Jesus, whatever you have lost in your life that you have been looking for, properties, persons, father, mother, money, if you shout amen, receive it in return. Yeah. Receive it in return. Yeah. This week, you will have a testimony. Yeah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Anybody in the hospital right now that is about to die, you have the person? Come for the person. You have somebody in the hospital that's about to die right now, or they've said he's going to die. You have a person, come. Then you have a fibroid, come, join them. Which hospital is the person in? In India, your younger brother. He has kidney problem. How many of you remember the word of knowledge concerning kidney? God is repairing. God, we ask you to step it into that hospital in India. And begin to repair that kidney right now. Begin to repair that kidney right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever is the case of these people at the hospital, we counsel in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory because it is done. After the service, call him and pray for him. He'll be fine. Everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. What was it? Was it? Father, we thank you for the healing power that is released. That is released. Oh, Jesus, in Jesus' name.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Reverend Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log into www.hotrenugu.org/mp3. That is www.hotrenugu.org/mp3 to listen and or to download. Truly, the word works.